Time to separate what is true from what is total BS on Fact or Fiction.
Choose wisely.
Here's Adam the Bull.
All right, it's Fact or Fiction time. We will have Anthony ask the questions or make a comment, and I will tell you whether they are fact or fiction. Anthony, what do you got?
All right, we've spent all morning talking football, so we'll switch it up. We'll start with the NBA. So even after he tried to downplay his beef with Draymond Green in an interview with Yahoo Sports, Kevin Durant managed to create a buzz with a comment that he liked on Instagram Wednesday. The comment speculated that Green could be traded when DeMarcus Cousins is declared healthy. Durant said on Tuesday that his recent altercation with Draymond Green will not impact his free agency decision this summer. Fact or fiction? Durant's recent drama with Green will impact Durant's free agency decision.
Now, wait a second. He liked the tweet.
He liked an Instagram comment on Wednesday.
And you know, before I answer the question, let me say this. Kevin Durant was being interviewed, I don't remember by who, recently, and he said something. He was like making fun of people that.
Yeah, Chris Haynes of Yahoo.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, Chris. Right.
Grown men shouldn't go to.
Yeah. And I agree with him. But he's like Mr. kind of shot taker on Twitter and Instagram. He had the fake account. I mean, come on. Don't be a hypocrite about it, Durant, even though I agree with his point. I think when I see guys at arenas and baseball stadiums and football stadiums like screaming like a lunatic and cursing people out, I'm like, you're a moron. Usually I feel that way. But anyway, to be honest, though, I was that moron when I was 18. But then you grow up. I mean, I remember being at Fenway Park when I was like 18, and I was screaming at Tom Brunansky at the pesky pole. You stink, Brunansky! I'm like screaming like an idiot, but I was 18. I was a dummy, and I grew up. Anyway, to answer your question, fact, it will affect his decision, no doubt about it. You know, you want to be happy where you work. And sometimes when people make a lot of money, people always say, oh, how could he be unhappy? He's making a lot of money. Well, yeah, listen. Having money makes your life better, but doesn't mean you can't be. There's always somebody with more money or less money than you. And so just because you have money doesn't necessarily mean you're 100% happy. And so, you know, relationships are important. And it does seem like that relationship in that locker room, all those relationships, will affect what goes on this offseason. And I think there's a decent chance, especially if Draymond Green stays in Oakland, that Kevin Durant will leave. And I hope that if Kevin Durant leaves, see, I hate the NBA, to be honest right now. I hate it because it's almost a foregone conclusion who's going to win. And if Kevin Durant left and went to like a nonner team like the Knicks, that would make the league more balanced and more exciting. If he goes, plays with LeBron in LA, I don't know. But to answer your question, yes, fact.
The agent for Philadelphia 76ers guard, Markelle Fultz, denied asking the team for a trade. Raymond Brothers, who represents Markelle Fultz, said in a statement that he made no such demand and was fully focused on getting Fultz healthy and able to contribute. Brothers was responding to a report that said the Sixers guard was dealing with a wrist ailment on top of his shoulder woes and that he would prefer a move to a new team. Fact or fiction, Bull, it's time for the Sixers to move on from Markelle Fultz.
It's really amazing. I'm going to say fiction, and here's why. Because you traded up with the Celtics to get him, and I feel like you can't give up on that in a year and change. And I know it's a different decision maker now in Philadelphia, but think about this. Like, Philly's a pretty good young team, although I don't know how the hell they lost to the Cavs. But Philly's a pretty good young team. They just traded for Jimmy Butler. They traded down or traded up with Boston to get Fultz, and Boston gets Tatum, who's a great player. Fultz stinks so far. You know, we give up on these guys so quick and never really give them a chance. And a lot of times when a guy stinks right away, he does just stink. I feel like I can't pull the trigger if I'm Philly. Although it might be the smart move, but I just feel like I wouldn't do it just yet.
Playing his 1,423rd regular season game Wednesday night, Vince Carter became the 22nd player in NBA history to score 25,000 career points, and fittingly, he did it with a dunk. Now, every eligible player with at least 25,000 points is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. In fact, only one eligible player with at least 20,000 points hasn't gotten the Hall of Call. Fact or fiction?
Vince
Carter is a Hall of Famer. Tom Chambers.
Well, Tom Chambers. Yeah, he was a good player. He wasn't a Hall of Famer. Phoenix Suns, there you go. fact. He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, Vince Carter will be a Hall of Famer. Now, I hesitate a little because I don't have as good a feel for basketball. The Basketball Hall of Fame is weird compared. Like, you mentioned a baseball player, and I'm like, yes, Hall of Fame, not Hall of Fame, easy. A football player, outside of maybe an offensive lineman, for the most part, I feel like I could tell you he's a Hall of Famer or not. With basketball, it's so weird because it includes international play. It includes college. So the standards are weird, right? And then the game has changed, so the numbers are different. It's hard to judge. Like, I was talking with somebody recently. Somebody said, is Kevin Love a Hall of Famer? And I was like, I don't feel like Kevin Love's a Hall of Famer. And then the guy I was talking was like, oh, he's definitely a Hall of Famer. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel like Kevin Love's a Hall of Famer. But I don't know. You guys think Kevin Love's a Hall of Famer? I don't.
No. Again, for me, it has to be like automatic when you're asking for the Hall of Fame.
I think Vince Carter is. But I think some people would disagree. Is he just a compiler? He's been around for so long. I don't know. I say yes on Vince Carter.
Well, speaking of Hall of Fame, let's move on to baseball because Adrian Beltre announced his retirement Tuesday morning, concluding a 21-year career in which he amassed 477 home runs and 3,166 hits. He's the lone third baseman in Major League history with at least 3,000 hits and 400 home runs. Fact or fiction, Adrian Beltre is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's fact. No doubt. Adrian Beltre is great. He's underrated. He's as good a third baseman as we've seen over a career. And he came up with so much hype 20 years ago with the Dodgers. And early in his career, he had some disappointing seasons. But he put it together late in his Dodger run, was great in Seattle, was great in Texas. I look at the numbers overall, and to me, they are good. I always like to look at the Jaws system to see what he has. I love that Jay Jaffe Jaws system. And his numbers are way over those numbers, as I assumed. But to me, Adrian Beltre, you say his name, Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about it to me.
Sticking with baseball, the New York Mets have one of the best 1-2 punches in baseball at the top of their starting rotation, but they are reportedly considering breaking it up this winter. According to John Heyman of FanCred Sports, the Mets are seriously considering parting ways with the right-hander, Noah Syndergaard. Heyman says at least a half dozen teams are believed to be real players for Syndergaard. Fact or fiction, the Mets should trade Thor.
I'm really torn on this because generally, I don't like to trade superstars, especially when I'm in a big market. The Mets don't play like a big market team. They should. I can go on and on about Met ownership and their decisions, but I'll just leave it be for now because we don't have that much time.
Come on, kill
them. I mean, their ownership stinks. They stink. They don't. It's New York, and they don't treat it like it's a New York team. It drives me crazy. I shouldn't care. I'm not a Met fan, but it's absurd. And their lineup stinks. It's garbage. Garbage. And listen, the guy may turn out to be Van Wagenen. Did he say his last name, the new GM? Van Wagenen? I know he's an agent. Like, he could turn out to be a good GM. I'm not saying it's impossible. But why would you do that? Why would you hire a guy who was an agent? Now he's got, and he has like, what, how many players in the Mets are his client? Or his clients, like 6-7 guys? Wasn't Syndergaard one of his clients?
DeGrom.
Or DeGrom, Cespedes. It's just so awkward. Now he can't be in on those. It's just so weird.
Fact or fiction, Bull? Should they trade Syndergaard?
It's a tough one. I'm going to say fact, they should trade him. But you've got to get proven players back in the deal. Offensive bats. You can't just trade them for minor leaguers. That's stupid.
Don't do what the Mariners did.
No, don't trade them for minor. If you trade them for minor leaguers, it's dumb. Let me make an exception. If you got, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., If you got one of those two or three guys at the top of the list of minor leaguers, you know, those the elite of the elite prospects that are ready to play in the majors, you know, a couple of those guys near the top. Besides that, if it's not a couple of those guys, you got to get proven major league players. You know, you don't just trade them for a bunch of A-ball hitters. That would be a disaster. Don't just make this a payroll trade or something like that. I don't think they will. But I hate to say trade him. But you got DeGrom. Wheeler really kind of came into his own last year. You got Matz if he can stay healthy. There's enough pitching. They've got to improve their lineup. Their lineup stinks. They should have never signed Jay Bruce. That was a mistake. The Cespedes thing is a disaster. Most of their young players have not performed well. Conforto's got to step it up and take his game to another level. There's a cliche for you. But there you go.
Getting back to football, Les Miles was introduced this week as the new head coach of Kansas. The 65-year-old Miles spent 11 years at LSU, winning a national title in 2007 before being fired four games into the 2016 season. His teams reached double-digit victories in seven seasons with the Tigers and reached another BCS title game in 2011. He also did a stint as a head coach in the Big 12, rebuilding Oklahoma State and going 28-21 from 2001 to 2004 in Stillwater. The Jayhawks have just six bowl wins in its 129-year history and one winning conference season in 23 years. Fact or fiction, Les Miles will turn around Kansas's football program.
How would you define turnaround?
Well, could we get another winning season here under our belts in the conference?
If defining turning around is having a winning record at the end of the year, I'll say fact. If turning it around means like they're a contender for the conference title and they're going to go to big bowl games, I'll say fiction. I think he'll make them better. I think he's always been a good recruiter. I just think it's hard to get good players to go to Kansas. I mean, it's not a state loaded with talent, and I think it's going to be real tough. So while I think Kansas will be better with him, if you throw in the fact that he's older and, like, how long is he going to coach there, I don't think he's going to be there long enough to really, you know, turn it around to where they're a contender in the Big 12. So, again, if we define it as winning record, yes. If we define it as a contender in the conference, no.
And finally, the holiday shopping season got off to a hot start Friday as consumers flooded into stores and logged on the e-commerce sites in search of deals. Real-time figures from MasterCard show that the overall sales were poised to hit $23 billion on Black Friday alone. That's up 9% from the day after Thanksgiving last year. Fact or fiction, Adam the Bull partook in the Black Friday shopping frenzy.
That is fiction. That was it. I didn't go shopping. I went to, I did take my my son, my wife and I, and my niece and nephew. We went to Monster Mini Golf in New Jersey, where it was like glow-in-the-dark mini golf and a maze and that stuff. I don't know, that doesn't count. I didn't buy anything. We just were entertained. So I'm going to say that doesn't count. Because it wasn't like we went to a store to buy a TV. I understand there's great deals. Get it. And doing it online is fine. I would never go into any of those big box stores shopping on Black Friday because you probably have to wait for, especially here in New York. Like in Cleveland, it's one thing where I live. In New York and New Jersey, you'd probably be in these stores for hours and hours and you deal with the traffic. On the way to this Monster Mini Golf I went to, there was lines to the malls. It was crazy.